A new poll out today might cause Democrats to do a double take. The Politico Morning Consult poll shows that Democrats have a 4-point advantage over Republicans in a generic congressional ballot for the November midterm elections. What? President Biden's job approval numbers are in the low 30s, and his aides are reportedly concerned that an aging Biden is leading a rudderless White House into a ditch. It could be that Democrats are benefiting from former President Trump driving his whole party into a ditch, as the January 6th hearings are driving home. But for the next few minutes, how are Democrats viewing Biden? Christopher Scott is chief political officer at the progressive group Democracy for America. He's based in Cincinnati, Ohio. Chris, surprising poll, but do you think it offsets known frustrations with Biden?
Well, I think the frustrations have just kept mounting for this administration at this point. I think we have seen an administration that has been consistently out of touch with the voters that help put them there in the first place. And so I immediately think of just the comments this past week about activists needing to be more in touch with the mainstream Democratic Party. These activists are the mainstream Democratic Party. They're the black and brown voters. You need to put that coalition back together if Democrats are going to have any chance of success in these midterms.
Well, let's take up that debate within the party, because that debate was held recently on CNN in a segment where you had Democratic strategist Joe Trippi, who is white, saying it was crazy talk. And he said dividing the party has never helped them win before. Then you had Nina Turner, the strategist, who is black, vehemently disagreeing. I mean, her hair was on fire. And she called the Supreme Court's rulings, including about guns, but also overturning the constitutional right to Roe v. Wade. She said these were about life and death for many Americans. Then she kind of exploded. Here's what she said.
We should measure based on what is best for Big Mama and Big Daddy in hoods where people are misunderstood, whether it's the rural hood, the urban hood, or the suburban hood. That is how you settle whether or not there will be a primary deliver for the people.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, absolutely. We have consistently ostracized and ignored the people that are closest to the pain, which, again, more often than not, they're black and brown, they're the working class, and this administration has been consistently out of touch. Beyond the issue of abortion and everything being threatened with women's reproductive rights, we've seen administration slow to respond in ensuring voting rights. We have seen an administration not come through with what they said they were going to do when it comes to alleviating student debt. And it's going to cost us big time if we don't get it together.
Well, but let's take up the overturning of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court. President Biden got hammered for saying that the solution to that was to go out and vote. But then others are saying, you know, he's kind of right. There aren't the votes in Congress to codify abortion rights through legislation. He did sign an executive action that safeguards some access to contraception, but you know, what else can he do? People voted for Donald Trump, who put in 3 Supreme Court members.
So I think part of the issue with the response is just how delayed everything came from him. Yes, we know we have to go vote. That is always one of the solutions to everything, but there always has to be more. When you look at him just doing the executive action, it's great that he did it, but it seemed like the administration was grotesquely just ill-prepared to handle that decision coming down, even though they knew it was coming. So I think that's the frustration that you're hearing. Yeah. How did you not have more in place? Why are you not willing to do more and hold the line and be bolder and be proactive in a moment like this?
Well, and I'm citing others, The Economist, Ann Owen, who said if people are looking for Biden to do something to bring inflation down right away, he doesn't have the tools to do that. People think that presidents have sometimes more tools than they do. Here's another one. Barbara Perry, a presidential scholar at the University of Virginia's Miller Center, said, we think of presidents as being so powerful, but they don't have often the tools we think they have. And then she added, though, and Joe Biden doesn't have the communication skills that, let's say, a Ronald Reagan had. Is that part of the problem? I mean, let's just be blunt. Do you think he is increasingly looking too old in how he holds himself, how he walks, how he speaks, that somehow that's telegraphing the wrong thing.
At this moment, I think it's unfortunate he is looking a little dated. When you talk about how he was elected, he talked about being the man for the moment, the only person that could beat Donald Trump, the only person that can unify this country. I think one of the biggest failings of this administration is looking at how they did not properly deploy even their own vice president, Kamala Harris, who I think would have been a perfect person to put out there in a more proactive role. I definitely get why people are feeling that, because you're just looking at the response and he looks tired. He looks like he's tired of the fighting, and that is not what he sold the American people on. It wasn't just about beating Trump. It was about being right for these moments like this.
That's Christopher Scott, Chief Political Officer at DFA, the Progressive Group Democracy for America. Chris, thanks so much for weighing in.
Thanks so much, Robin.